surgery, and I woke up, and I needed to go to the bathroom, and I got a Charlie horse in my urethra, is the best way that I can describe it.
Oh, my God.
I was literally on the toilet screaming and crying and literally the worst pain of my life, hands down.
Can you do anything in that situation, or do you just take it?
I sat on the toilet for like 30 minutes. I went out. I laid on the couch for like 40 minutes. Then I went back in and sat on the toilet for like 30 more minutes. And then I stood up and turned around, and finally I squeaked something out and then just peed for like a few minutes straight.
And this is right after your surgery.
Yes. It was, I was joking about the fact that like I couldn't feel my shoulder at all because I could only feel pain that. In my pee-pee.
Oh my goodness.
What, I'm assuming while you're screaming, like your dad came running or whatever.
Well, he had literally just left for work, so I called him back up. Yeah, I called him back up and I was like, Dad, I have a kidney stone. I have a fucking kidney stone, because it felt like something was blocking my hole like halfway down, and I was like, and it fucking hurts and it feels like it's clawing down, and I was like, oh my God, screaming my head off. So he ended up turning around, he came back and was like, he just supported me. He was calling around to a bunch of places, nobody was picking up, but there wasn't much we could do. Eventually it just came out, and then I haven't had any issues since then. It just, in that moment, whew.
That sounds so bad.
Oh, I heard that's my one of the God. Worst things a man can experience.
But it wasn't actually a kidney stone, so I don't even know where that rates.
What
that
the
was
heck?
Just it was just a fucking like muscle spasm.
Honestly,
inside my penis.
That sounds worse than a kidney stone.
I don't know. I don't know, because I've heard kidney stones last for like hours on hours on hours on hours. Like it takes like 6 hours to pass them.
Right.
So if you got to deal with that for that length of time, because I don't think my body could have made me hurt more. Like, I don't think my pain sensors could have been like, oh, what, boss? We hurt more than this? All right, I'll let him know.
Like, the dial doesn't go any higher
exactly.
for alert for pain.
Fuck.
So if you have to deal with that for like 6 hours, oh, kill me. I wanted to die at like 30 minutes, let alone.
That's insane.
Hours.
And did it just like go away like that, or was
almost
it
almost immediately?
Wow.
The moment it like just like a Charlie horse kind of thing, like it felt weird, like the muscles felt kind of off, but nothing really hurt anymore. It just like full stop was like, okay, you can pee now.
That's concerning. I just gotta like that would.
And the pain never. The pain never like. You didn't get used to the pain through the whole time. It was just that bad for the entire time.
It was so fucking bad. Like,
fuck.
My dad was like, oh, you should try and stand up and, like, just move somewhere else just to try and, like, get comfortable just to see if that helps. And standing up from the toilet was, like, nails in my pee-pee. And then we got over to the couch and he was like, can you sit down? And I was like, I literally can't sit down. And he's like, what do you mean you can't? And I went to sit down and just, like, ah!
That's bad. Well, I'm glad it's gone.
Yeah, no, I haven't had anything of it. That was like a reality check of like, oh, you think your shoulder hurts? Let me show you what real pain is, buddy.
Bring the pain.
Oh my God. And here I am complaining about minor Charlie horses in my ankle brace.
Yo, but Charlie horses ain't no joke. They fucking suck regardless.
Yeah, for whatever angle I have to keep my ankle at like a perfect 90 degree with my foot, so it can heal properly. So I'm in a boot for that. And I guess just having to keep it like that makes my calf have like a Charlie horse like every like 30 minutes or so. But it's like a minor one for like real short, but sometimes
still.
It's really bad. Sometimes it's not bad at all. But man, if that were to keep up for a fucking hour straight on my dick, oh my God.
It was a unique experience, to say the least.
Yeah. Yeah.
My goodness. It's no joke.
Well,
how's your guys' week, Ben?
It's good. Good week for me.
No, anything is good compared to that. Oh my God.
Yeah, this is pretty much just another ankle gaming week for me. Really nothing new, nothing special, nothing particularly exciting. Yeah.
I've just been applying to jobs, and what else have I been doing? Oh, been using my PS5.
No big deal.
NBD.
Yeah, I went on, I was actually on Reddit, and it was like a post about a PS5, and the top comment was, "I still believe the PS5 is a myth." And I was on the other side of that finally. So I got to experience that. No, but I have been experiencing more hardware issues than I expected I would.
Really?
Yeah, I've just had like crashes. It's not really inconvenient, but it's just like you have higher expectations, I guess, for a new console. Like just software crashes and stuff like that. Not hardware issues, just software issues. Like freezing at loading screens. Not freezing at loading screens, but getting stuck on loading screens and just game crashing. And it's surprising, you wouldn't expect that. But I have determined that the noise of the PS4 was definitely ruining my gaming experience, because I play the same exact games that I was playing before with it being quiet, and I'm actually enjoying the game. So,
yeah, well, before it was probably just like making you all stressed out from all like the extra noise. It's taking up all that brain space.
Well, it's like you gotta pay attention. Like you gotta like really focus to what they're saying so you can hear them, or just blast the volume. But I don't know, it just gets out of hand. But I've been enjoying it. Yeah, what did I play? I've been playing a lot of Days Gone, which I assumed was just going to be a trash game. I don't know if you guys know anything about it.
Yeah, I've heard it's actually like it's got a good following.
Yeah, do you know anything about it, Brad? Days Gone. No, that's the PS, or that's the Sony exclusive biker game, open world. And zombie. The main character is freaking insufferable, man. This guy is just horrible.
I imagine him as like a bro biker man.
Well, he's this real, real hard ass, and he just does not look like a hard ass like at all. Like,
he's got like a little sissy
God.
Boy running around, and he's like, "Give me all your lunch money."
Like, yeah, he'll be like, and sometimes it'll flip, so he'll be like, "Oh, yeah, you want some too, bitch? Yeah, you want some?" And then it'll flip to like, no, we're cool, man. We're cool. Like, it'll be something like that. That's a bad example, but I've seen cutscenes where I'm just like, oh my God,
well,
this character
from what you just said,
sucks.
That sounds like a reasonable man.
I mean, I guess so, but it's like, it sucks because like, in cutscene, I hate this character, but playing the game, it's actually pretty good. Like he says shit under his breath that actually kind of makes sense, like for the situation. Like, you know how you'll get like edgy game comments from the main character when you're playing. this one will be like, I'm trying to think, like he'll just, it'll say shit that it's edgy, but for some reason it just feels like it's more normal than usual. Like he'll be raiding like an encampment, and he'll be like, "How many guys you guys got? Not enough," or something like that. He'll just say some shit like that, and
seems like the right kind of cheese.
Yeah,
yeah, like that works. But in the cutscenes, it's just he really tries to be a hard ass, and it just doesn't work most of the time. But other than that, the gameplay when you first play it, it seems very basic. But once you start getting into it, I really appreciate the gameplay loop, and it plays very well. It's very fun to play. They have like bike maintenance. I don't know if you've ever played Mad Max, but it's comparable, just because you maintain your vehicle, you have fuel to manage and stuff like that. But it's very, I like it. I like Days Gone. I'm still going through it. I'm probably like, I'm on day like 770 holy or something shit. Like, no, it starts you at like 750.
Oh, so. Okay. I was like, oh my, Justin.
Whoa. Yeah, so 770. That's where I'm at. I'm really enjoying it.
What's the setting like? Because it's zombies, but is it like our world? Is it like a future world? Is it?
I think when the apocalypse happens, it's 2018, and it's been 750 days since then. Okay. So it's and probably
like our 2018, not alternate timeline.
Yeah, it's our 2018. So they're probably like right around the, dude, maybe, nah, COVID happened 2020. Never mind.
I mean, they're like, no, it's that's
far
about
off.
Right.
Yeah, that's not far right. off. And they have these zombies. The hordes was a huge selling point, and it is exactly as advertised. There will literally be like, so these zombies, like in like, I'm playing on hard, which is like the difficulty number 3 of 6. So like, there will be zombies that if you take like 3 or 4 hits, you're dead. And there will be these hordes of probably upwards of 100+ zombies chasing you sometimes.
Damn.
And you really just, you need to, and the stamina is not very generous at all. So you need to like really figure your shit out. Like you need, when you're going to,
gotta go find the Korok seeds.
Yeah. you gotta have, the game tells you, you need an escape plan. So if you're going in, you park your bike somewhere where if you need to, you run to it and you get out and you try to avoid like hordes and stuff like that. But it's very fun. The stealth is actually pretty decent too, and they have like a big ass skill tree you can screw around with. The game surprises me with how much I actually like it.
Is it actually how reasonable to fight the hordes, or is it always like, oh shit, it's a horde, bail?
They early game it's bail, like guaranteed. Okay. But from what the game is telling me, it looks like the further you get in the game, the more you can manage these hordes, because you'll get better equipment and better weapons to handle them. Like eventually you'll get like an LMG and explosives, and it seems like you'll be able to manage it better. But right now it's much easier to just dip. Yeah. Not have to deal with it.
Yeah. How's the open world portion of it? Is it very Assassin's Creed-esque, or?
Let me think. So they have nests you clear out. So essentially you throw a Molotov at the nest and like a bunch of them pop out, and you can either run or fight them. And there will be like a biohazard section where you need to clear out. I call it biohazard. It's the biohazard symbol, and that's where a bunch of nests are. And once all those nests are cleared, so let's say you have point A and point B, and there's a nest in the center. And you need to go clear out that nest in the center between point A and point B, and then once all the nests are gone, you can fast travel from point A to point B. So that's kind of how that game works for fast travel. You do need to manage fuel, and the fuel is, it goes so quick. The fuel goes so quick. Like if you go to point A to point B on the map, by the time you get to point B, you're at like a third of your gas tank, and you're gonna need to refuel. There's a lot of fuel everywhere. It's pretty generous, but I've been caught in situations where I'm like, oh shit, completely out of fuel. And like, you don't want to get stuck without fuel, and there's a huge horde behind you. Yeah.
Does it cost fuel to fast travel?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it does. It costs fuel to fast travel. So like, you'll fast travel, and below the fast travel thing, it'll tell you how long it'll take to get there and how much fuel you need to get there, or else you won't be able to fast travel there.
Gotcha.
But there's these encampments, and if you can usually fast travel to an encampment, and once you're at that encampment, you can refuel your bike. You just pay like the currency that they have. You could pay it, and yeah, it's cool. I really do like that game.
That actually sounds sweet. I was thinking of picking it up because it's on the PlayStation.
Is it on the
collection?
The Plus? Yeah, the collection. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. That's another good thing. Yeah, especially if it's free. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think I got it on sale for like $20 a long time ago.
Mm.
But yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's much better than I expected.
That sounds sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Zombie biker badass beats up zombie.
Not enough.
Zombie biker badass beats up bitchin' brutal badass bitches.
Okay, Days go. Gone.
Days gone.
Tagline. And I'm assuming you played some Demon Souls as well, Justin.
Oh yeah. So I never played through the original Demon Souls.
Tread lightly. Never on spoilers.
Okay. Well, I haven't seen that much. So I haven't played much Demon Souls. Right off the bat, the game is freaking beautiful. Oh my gosh, this game is gorgeous. Has taken let's see, Demon Souls 1, Dark Souls 1, 2, 3, Bloodborne, Sekiro. So 6 games, and then they remade Demon Souls. So we're at 7. The mouths are moving on people now. So we have that. Okay. Okay. We were able to get that. That was a noticeable feature. They have a cinematic feel to them when you're talking to people. And I really do appreciate that.
In like a Bethesda zoom in to their face kind of thing.
Kind of. Like... It's like an over the shoulder, like, we're focusing on this character now, you're talking to them, and it's,
do you still have like free motion kind of thing like you normally
yeah,
do?
Yeah, I think you could just walk away. Sometimes there's specific cutscenes, like it's okay. An actual cutscene and you can't move, but I think that's only happened once or twice. I'm very inexperienced when it comes to Demon Souls, but based on what I've seen so far, it looks like you have a hub and there are these like linear levels you can access around the hub. That's all I really know. I think I've almost completely cleared the first area. I started another area, and man, this game, I don't know, because I wouldn't consider myself bad at Dark Souls games, but this one is giving me a hard time. But it might be because it feels more clunky than the other games. I can't tell, but I got this, dude. You know what the game feels, or the game feels very crunchy.
Okay. The signature, like, Justin.
I think that's something that like FromSoft games have always nailed. Even
yes,
like from going back to Dark Souls and that, and I'm sure even playing the original Demon's Souls, just like heavy stuff has weight to it. It feels good to hit things with your weapons.
Yes, like I had two examples. Is I had my longsword, and when you do a backstab, it just, the camera movements and the noises are what makes these things good. And it's like he sticks it in, and then he kicks off the body and pulls out the sword, and it feels really good. And another one is I got a parry. I was going with just fists, which is surprisingly effective. Just fists are much better than I expected them to be. And I had this guy with a sword, and I parried the sword with my arm. And then I punched him in the face like four times. I loved it so much that I clipped it because it was so satisfying. And it's just like crunch, crunch, crunch. And it's great. So yeah, Demon's Souls is definitely good. I've been playing more Days Gone than Demon's Souls, but that's definitely one that I'm going to check out.
You think it's because Demon's Souls is just so taxing on you?
Yes, it's very, like when I have downtime in my life, I want to spend majority of it not being stressed out.
Right.
So, yeah. So Demon's Souls is, I mean, I'm definitely going to get to it, but it's just
take some time.
Yeah, it's going to take, I'm going to take my time with it. Yeah, I'm not going to rush through it.
I've always had problems with like those types of games though. If I did take a little bit of time on, like I always felt like whenever I play them, I have to focus on it or else I'll lose all my knowledge of everything.
The maps, the enemies, the little stuff that like carries you.
I was talking to someone else about they were talking about how, oh, I haven't played a Souls game like in a really long time, like I'm gonna be bad at it. And from my perspective, it's like it's really, really easy to shake off the rust in a Souls game, just based on my experience. I know you don't have a ton of experience with Souls games. Is that, what have you played, Blake? What's the furthest you've gotten in a game?
I've beaten Dark Souls 1. And,
oh, you beat Dark Souls 1, okay.
And I got about, I would assume, is 3/4 through Sekiro.
Dude, if you can beat Dark Souls 1, you could probably beat any Dark Souls game.
I mean, I am pro elite gamer, so I don't disagree with that.
I don't know, you did lose to Tiffany at the end of A Way Out.
Oh.
I did. Well, I no,
that
no,
doesn't it, sound like a pro game moment.
I let her win.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I let her
we
win.
We don't have any proof or evidence of this, so the court's going to go with the ruling of the game, which is that she killed you.
Did
okay,
you record
okay,
the
I'll
hands on
it.
The controller, Blake?
No,
we have to see it.
She
so,
vouched
okay.
for me.
Sorry, your run's been denied.
Disqualified. Yeah,
I did not want my character to win. I did not.
I did not.
I did not. But I mean, I understand. Like, I guess Dark Souls is always, at least the first game was obviously difficult, but I never really found it. Like, I don't know, when I got to Owl in Sekiro, maybe it's just like a different time of life I'm in. But when I started playing him, I was just like, the fight itself wasn't that bad, but getting to him was really annoying because the closest bonfire to him is like you had to kill two of those one-armed people that are like right beneath the dojo wherever he is. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't do that. No way am I gonna do that. And running to Owl from like the nearest bonfire I had like took me like a solid like 5 minutes, and I would die like half the time because they deal so much damage. And I was just like, this is dumb. I'm done. I'm not doing this. And so that's
another bonfire.
Yeah, I think there's another bonfire too.
Almost positive. What? Like yeah. Right next to him.
That what? You don't have to kill people for?
Well, I think you have to kill a boss. I think there's a guy in the room that you
there's
have to kill.
There's too many bosses. The two one-armed people.
I need to see what you're talking about.
Yeah, I gotta go back to it. But there's a guy in a blue like kimono thing who does like the Ichimon sword strikes.
The really fast like.
Yeah, and then you kill him, and then there's a bonfire in his room, and he's literally like you walk out his window or a window in his room, and then you can like jump right up to Owl.
Well, then that would mean there were like two bonfires like right next to it, right?
I think so.
Fuck that
two
shit,
right,
man.
Up in
you see,
Ashina.
I need to see.
I don't have time for that.
I might be wrong, on that, but I think there's a bonfire near or closer.
Yeah, I don't know, something about that like just made me quit and not want to play again. But with Dark Souls in it, I didn't really have a problem getting through it. Maybe it was just because I was able to, that college freshman energy just got me through it purely on sheer will. And
I think as well, like yeah. Dark Souls kind of leans. Dark Souls is not a fast game. So like you can process what's going on and kind of like think about what you're doing more as the fight's going on, where Sekiro is very like in the moment. It's like
you get overwhelmed really yes. fast, like
so
mentally.
Like, it feels a lot more active nonstop.
Yeah, Dark Souls is just frustrating sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Sekiro, I just like I shut down. I just shut down.
Yeah, it's exhausting for sure. Mm.
And I'd imagine Demon's Souls is just kind of like unfair in every way a From Software game can be because it was its first iteration of it.
Yeah, I didn't play the original. I did, but I didn't. I just got past the part I got in the original, and it's difficult for me to say that it's unfair. I mean, there's a lot of things that have happened where I'm just like, ugh. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, that's okay. But usually that happens when you're going through a Souls game for the first time. Baby steps. But it's, I don't know, it's difficult for me to just straight out say it's unfair. I mean, I can just say, oh yeah, there's unfair moments, but I don't know if they've changed any things from the original that were originally too unfair and they tweaked it a little bit. Because I just haven't played all the way through the original, but I don't know. It's difficult. It's a tough call. But
well, it sounds like what they did.
Regardless, I'm enjoying it. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like with Demon's Souls, what they did is take that classic From Software satisfaction and just add all the crunchy gameplay that you love, and just like not only are you satisfied from beating that tough boss, but you're satisfied from all the improved animation and visuals and sexiness of it. So I can see it being like top notch in that terms of an experience.
Good.
So visually jumping from Sekiro to Demon's Souls, does it like blow it out of the water?
It's been a little bit since I played Sekiro, but I know Sekiro is pretty. I think I would really have to see them next to each other. I don't think it completely blows it out of the water, but I think that Demon's Souls is a noticeably significant upgrade.
Gotcha.
One huge thing about Demon's Souls is, so let's say you're in the hub area and you want to go to level one. So you access the thing and it's like, where do you want to go? And it's like, I want to go here. So the loading screen will kick on, then bam, you're playing. Like that's the load time. Like it's literally like
tool tips.
A couple set, like there's no tool tips anymore. Yeah. Just gone. It is very fast. And that's something I really like. I was expecting fast load times, if any load times, but that it's very nice. And after you die in Demon's Souls, it's the same thing. Like you die, back to playing.
Like, nice. And that, I like that. Mm-hmm. I really like that. Because when you die, you don't want to see a loading screen pop up just sitting, like, thinking about how much you fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Looking at yourself in, like, the yeah. black loading screen.
Yeah, yeah. You're reading the same exact tooltip you've probably seen, like, 100 times.
And then, that was my bam. Biggest complaint when I first played Bloodborne, because the load times when that game first released
Dude, they were, like, 90 seconds or something like that.
No, they were, like, 5 minutes.
No they way. Were Are they really so that long?
They were fucking terrible. I would say that's probably the worst end of it, but yeah, like consistently 90 plus seconds on just about every loading screen.
I remember them being long,
like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I didn't really time them, but the game is so good, I was willing to wait.
Oh, same. That's the thing. That's the thing. And that was one of the first things they patched, was they were like, okay, no, this is unacceptable, and they brought it down to like 30 seconds max for everything, which is
that's nice.
Some of it still kind of hurts, but whatever, it's coming to PC.
Did you hear that they oh yeah, it is coming to PC. That blew my mind. I was like, Sony's never gonna let go of that one. They're gonna remaster it and put it on PS5, and I'm just like,
that was exactly dude. What I figured. That was, yeah, I was like, and for what a console seller it was for the PS4, I don't get it.
Yeah, that was probably, I mean, they probably did it because they made it free for PlayStation Plus on PS5. That's probably exactly why they put it on Steam, because now they can charge for it on Steam and it's free on PS5. That's the only thing that I can think of.
Well, makes me wonder what other exclusives are going to go on there.
Yeah, if that happens, like
Persona 5, yeah,
that kind of like
Persona well, 5, man.
I wouldn't be surprised, because 4 is on there now, so I wouldn't be shocked if 5 went on there.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me either.
And Strikers is on there as well, so it would just make sense. I wonder how long
the port process would take, though, for big of a game.
Yeah, probably. And considering how bad PC ports normally are, mm-hmm. I mean, that would have me a little nervous, but yeah.
Did you hear that someone in the modding community was able to fix GTA 5 load times?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, they got paid for it too.
And Rockstar paid him like 10 grand or something like that. And they're uploading his official patch into the game. Apparently, it was just like, it was an error. Like, it was a coding error. And it turned like the online load times into like 5 minutes, when it should have been like way shorter. So yeah, that's pretty sick. I thought that was cool. And he's getting some recognition. That's nice.
Only took him like 3 decades.
Oh my god, that game came out when I was still in high school, and now it is...
I can't believe it's still like relevant. I'm surprised they haven't released just a new GTA kind of thing.
Dude, have you seen the numbers for GTA? Like, have you seen the bar graph of how much money each game made? Like, I don't know. Like, it's...
I don't think I've seen that.
Like, think about how much of an impact, like... Grand Theft Auto 3 had, and like San Andreas, like that's right here. Mm-hmm. And then like fucking Grand Theft Auto 4 sitting up here, and then Grand Theft Auto 5.
So you can't his even hands see. Justin's hands are going progressively higher for listeners.
And you can't like, so GTA 4 is so and so high, like up high, and then GTA 5 is so fucking high, GTA 4 isn't even, it doesn't even look like GTA 4 moved, because GTA 5 is literally going through the roof for how much money it's freaking made because of the online microtransactions. And also the time, like GTA games were coming out like every 3 years or something like that, and now it's been like 7 years since GTA 5 came out. Mm-hmm. And another game hasn't even been like announced, or have they announced it's that they're the working Skyrim on 5
of fucking yes. Rockstar games.
Yeah.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
Well, opening like what that PlayStation State of Play like last year with the as they were announcing like the PS5 and everything, they opened it with a Grand Theft Auto, and everyone was like, "Oh my god!" And then wasn't it was it just like fucking another online? GTA 5 for PS5? Yeah.
Dude. Didn't they, literally like the exact same thing happened with Bethesda, was like a couple years after Skyrim, they opened up and were like, we're going to do Elder Scrolls, and they were just re-releasing Skyrim on the new console or something.
Yeah, that doesn't shock me.
God, that must be nice. That must be nice to make one product and then be able to sell it like 100 different ways over a decade. Like, they probably made so much money off that, because people still bought it. I mean, the only reason they're selling it is because it sells.
I mean, that was you for Resident Evil 4, so...
If they released anything, Resident Evil 4 on anything, it's just, it's gotten to the point where I have to buy it. So it's if they have fucking, I don't know, Game Boy Color Resident Evil 4 remaster just came out. Like, okay, let's swoop that up.
Sign me. That'd be, that sounds pretty sweet.
Yeah, that'd
though.
Be pretty cool. That I definitely get that. But yeah, I'm a hardcore. The fanboys are out there for kind of stuff. I'm sure diehard like Skyrim fans. Like my friend told me he was going through Skyrim modded. Like yesterday, he told me this, and I was like, why?
Yeah, I guess my older brother and his friend were talking about that they're doing it like recently as well, and I was like, Skyrim's still relevant? People still have that in their like peripheral?
My question on like the re-releases though is like, who's buying those? Like the people who are actually wanting to buy it again and again, like they're probably not going to because they have all the mods on PC.
Well, if you have it on PC, you're not going to buy it. Well, I can't speak for everybody, but I would assume that if you have it on PC, you're done. Like one and done.
Well, especially because you just can't have mods anywhere else.
Yep.
Yeah, they've re-released Skyrim so many times, and now that Microsoft's in charge, I'm assuming things will be different. Like are they putting it on Game Pass? I'm assuming if it's not on there already, I'm sure it's already on there.
Actually, Microsoft just announced like a huge amount of Bethesda games going on to Game Pass.
That's good.
Yeah,
I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean that's expected. Everything, all the stuff that Bethesda's publishing now is going to go straight to Game Pass, and some of them will likely be Xbox PC exclusive as opposed to going on PlayStation. Which I mean, if you got a PC, it's cool, but if you've only got a PS5, you're out of luck. I can't imagine them having the next Elder Scrolls not on PS5 though.
That'd be really dumb.
Yeah, it'd probably only be like a their Indiana Jones game that's coming out. I could see that being an exclusive.
Do they have any Microsoft titles on PlayStation? They probably do, right? I just can't think of any off the top of my head.
There was like one that recently came to PlayStation, but I don't think it's... I think there's only like one or two.
Published by Microsoft or something like that?
Right, right.
Yeah, because if that's the case, I would think that they wouldn't put the next Elder Scrolls on PlayStation, because that would be a really, really good IP for people to buy an Xbox, or they would have to wait until it's on PC. I think that would be a really good power play.
It would. I just think it's too big. I think Elder Scrolls is too big for them to not get that huge market.
Piss off too many people.
Yep.
Especially because Bethesda has made exclusive deals with Sony recently. And that's what Deathloop is, Bethesda, right?
Yes.
Pretty sure.
I'm
not positive.
Definitely sure. Yeah, I think so.
I'm pretty sure that's PlayStation exclusive for like a year. So,
interesting.
Maybe it'll be a timed exclusive on Xbox for Elder Scrolls. They might do that.
Yeah, I guess I could see that. That would suck. That would really suck.
Yeah, I mean, I don't plan on buying an Xbox.
Nope.
Never. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have a good PC, there's literally no reason to get an Xbox.
It feels kind of pointless. I've had people and they're like, yeah, I'm thinking about getting into games. And I'm like, okay. And they're like, which one should I buy? And I'm like, I've had everything. If you want a game console, buy PlayStation. And they're like, why? And I'm like, just exclusives. Like, that's it. And it's like, okay, well, I need Halo. And I'm like, oh, okay.
I mean,
and which
Halo, though? Which Halo do you really need?
Which Halo 6? Do you need? Halo Reach.
Oh. That's a good one.
Yeah. Halo. Reach is pretty cool. I haven't played 4, 5, or 6. Well, I don't even know if they're up to 6. Are they up to 6? No.
I don't know. I haven't played anything past Reach.
I know they're
at
5,
yeah.
I think.
They have Infinite coming out, which is just a whole mess in itself. But
God, I might be wrong.
At least that'll be on PC.
Halo was such a significant part of my childhood. I'm surprised I haven't kept up with it.
Well, it's because it's not significant anymore. I just don't think what it is now is what
different.
Was significant. Yeah,
it has
it's
changed.
Just not. Yeah. Once they added Sprint, it started going like, what's going on, Halo?
Dude, the last generation.
Master Chief can't run.
Dude, every game started
see that
adding
armor?
Sprint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, they're adding like grappling hook and stuff to this next one, so I'm very curious how they're gonna change
every
it.
Every game
so.
Should have a grappling
oh,
hook.
Shit. I feel like it's
every,
gonna.
I mean,
play
after
like,
Sekiro,
Titanfall.
Yeah,
Titanfall.
Yeah. I can see that.
Minus the big robots, minus the Titans. So just
Uncharted
fall.
4. Uncharted 4.
All you
4.
Need is Big Daddy Master Chief as your giant robot to take care of you, and that's okay. It's all you need.
Yes, Poppy. I'll give you my Adam.
But yeah, Uncharted 4, Sekiro, fantastic uses of grappling hooks.
Yes.
We need more of them.
Agreed.
This week I've been playing a lot of random stuff. I just was playing some Steven Sausage Roll right before we got on.
Oh, I need to get back to that.
I'm at 107 sausages.
Oh shit.
Yeah. I'm blasting through it. I got a bunch today. And considering there's like 250 Do you just start up Steven Sausage Roll right now?
I
want to
check how many sausages I have. You just see the pop-up. Oh, just booted up Steven. So I have 60. That's pathetic.
Get on my level, boy.
I'm just going to erase my file and start over. No.
It's great. It's still great. It's still fantastic. Just been laying back and just one finger on the Z for my undo and then my other hand on the moving, and it's a nice lazy throw something on the side game, and but not lazy because you got to work your brain. You got to make your brain go.
Lazy, I mean, body. Hard work for Brown.
I had an experience where my friend, we were just in a Discord call together, and we're just talking, and he's like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "I'm playing Steven Sausage Roller," and he's like, "What?" I'm playing Steven Sausage Roller, and he's like, "Let me see." And I stream it, and he's like, "What's the objective here?" And I'm like, "You gotta cook the sausage."
Gotta cook.
And he's like, "Well, yep. It's what's so difficult about that?" And I'm like,
"Oh boy!"
And then he starts walking, like, he's like, "No, just go over there." And I'm like, "Okay, tell me what to do." And he's like, "Turn, and then you do it." And he's like, "Oh." Yeah, and I love the realization moment where people realize, oh, this game is not fucking around, dude.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a big boy puzzle game.
Because that's like half the levels.
Yeah.
Right. It's always like someone watching it, like you were saying, even your daughter, Justin, like they'll see it and they'll be like,
"It's so easy. Just do that.
And then you realize the limitations on the movement.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're like, "Oh, you have to cook both sides?"
Yeah.
What?
Both ends and both sides, buddy.
Oh, dude.
I need a fully grilled sausage or else it's worthless.
The possibilities are endless.
Swear to God, if you burn it. So help me.
Do you remember the first time you had to wrap your mind around the rolling of the sausages on the grill? Like pushing one sausage to roll the other one? You're like, this should work. Like, what is the problem? And then it's like, can't burn the sausage.
Yeah, I've been having a good time with that. Tiffany and I have also been playing a bunch of Stardew Valley.
Getting
into that. Yeah,
how deep are you?
It's got its teeth in you now.
We just got to summer, so it's just after 1 month in game.
Or one
that should
season.
Be enough for you.
Well,
to...
it's just a month, right?
Yeah, you do this. You do. Yeah,
I was pissed off because I was like, okay, seasons are about 3 months long. We got spring going. I got all my spring seeds. I have at least 90 days.
Yeah,
and then the
first one is the learning experience. Yeah.
Yeah, after 30 days, all of our crops were dead, and I was about to throw it out because this game doesn't know what a season is in a year.
No, you'll come back. Oh, that game is so good.
There's nothing saying when season was going to end.
Oh, shoot.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't on the calendar. You couldn't look forward. Maybe somewhere else, but it should have been more visible.
I don't remember.
Damn.
It's been so long since I finished my first season.
Yeah, farmers should stick together, and I should have gotten an email from someone saying, "Hey, season's ending soon. Better get your summer crops."
Dude, that game apparently has really good co-op.
It's great.
Yeah.
Did you make bank at the Spring Festival?
At the Spring Festival?
Yeah.
Which
one?
Wait,
how did you go through summer? Don't you start in spring?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, he just got.
We just got to summer.
Gotcha. The Spring Festival is like the thing you have to go to town for, and then there's like a party going on in town.
There was the dance, and then there was the eggs.
I think it's
like
the egg hunt. I think it's
the egg hunt. I mean, we didn't really make bank. We just went and got eggs.
Did you win the egg hunt?
I won. Okay, so
you got the Luffy hat.
I got the Luffy hat, yes.
No way.
So
first of all,
if there's anything I can reclaim the elite gamer crown for, and even though Tiffany may have technically beaten me in a way out, I beat her in the egg hunt.
So, I don't know. I heard that she let you win the egg hunt from like a source or two. So.
No. Hey, what's the reason? What's the reason?
You can't she just felt bad for you.
I have not won the egg hunt yet, so that is elite gamer.
I can't remember if it's at the dance or at the egg hunt, but there's a person you can buy strawberry seeds from, and strawberries is like one of, if not the highest, like return crops you can get.
Yeah.
But the only place you can buy it is at that event.
They sell it at the egg festival one. I just didn't have enough money to buy a lot. I only had like 3 seeds, and Tiffany got more than me. But yeah, we did make bank off of that. So yes, nice. I thought you meant there's like a backstreet gambling like
did you make a cockfighting ring in the behind like the fucking village.
Yeah, that'd be but great. It's such a good game. It's so relaxing. It's so easy. Tiffany and I just like sit down next to each other and just. Plant crops, man. It's a good time.
It's fun.
And it's really nice when you have multiple people too. You make progress so quickly because people can get like roles in a sense. So instead of like if you're playing single player, you wake up, you gotta water all your crops, you gotta, you know, do all your basic stuff, and then you burn like half your energy just doing that. So then it's like, okay, if I need to go to the mine, I need to figure out a whole bunch of other stuff. I need to figure out like to bring food and stuff instead of just all right, I wake up. Somebody else has the farming stuff, so they're going to water everything. I'm just going to go to the mine.
Oh, that's cool. Not how we play.
Oh, really?
You're on your own when we play.
Oh, shit. You're not sharing anything?
Oh, no, we don't share money.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, no, interesting.
Yeah, we don't share money
or
anything.
Like, yeah, it's a
competition. We chip in for, like, when we made, like, a chicken coop, we chip in for that.
Okay.
But when it comes to, like, we like to have our own crop, squares and stuff, because you know the way I do it is just different from the way she likes to do it, and we like to have our different crops, you know. It's a unique experience.
Yeah, are you
just
letting your parsnips touch those potatoes? Because Jesus Christ,
my God.
I mean, basically yes. if you boil it down to it, the potatoes are all over the parsnips. But there's just something so satisfying, and like at the end of the day, seeing how much money that you made from your crops, and when you wake
up,
and
it's so satisfying.
Mm-hmm, the way that like our little doggy just sleeps next to the camp to the fireplace, and it's just wake up, and it's raining one day. It's just like the whole atmosphere of the game is just so cozy, and the progress feels satisfying in like every single way, and just the premise of it is just, you know, get rid of your day-to-day like grind and go live it up in a farm and have a good time. And I know like in real life it's nowhere near that simple, but
oh my gosh,
it's nice to pretend like it is in the game and just kind of get sucked into it.
Mm-hmm. Glad you're liking that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I kind of want to get back into that.
That's a gem. That's definitely a special game. Very special game.
We gotta do our own farm, gentlemen. We gotta have the video game.
I'm
sexy
so down.
Farm.
Oh yeah, that'd be great.
So down.
Do you have it on your computer or Switch?
I do. I have it on both. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we should definitely do that sometime.
Yeah,
that'd be a good
sick.
Time.
Yeah.
What else have I been playing? I played I beat a run of Slay the Spire.
Wait, did you actually beat the whole thing?
No, just one run. So
okay.
Well, you mean one run? Like you beat the first section?
No, like all three
oh,
acts.
Oh shit. Yeah, I've never even done that.
Mm,
I haven't played
nice.
A ton of it, but yeah.
Yeah, because
who'd you do it as?
The poison guy.
Yes!
Yeah.
That's my favorite. The combo lady, yes. That shit's the best.
Yeah, the ability to stack the poisons so quickly sometimes works so good. And I think I got a lucky run because I just had so many good cards, like this one time with the other ones I was just getting brutalized by like the second act, and mm-hmm. this one just felt so satisfying. Once you like have a good deck, and like no matter what situation you're in, you rarely have a bad draw, and you just mm-hmm. know that you're able to. And I think the thing that pulled me together is there's one card that lets you keep your block to the next to the next round.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was fantastic, because then I'll be like, oh, all I got was blocking cards. I have a card that duplicates a blocking card as well as a card that keeps the block until the next turn.
Jeez, you're just so invincible.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's great. It's so good. Yeah, and I know I was talking to Justin about Fights in Tight Spaces, because did you pick it up or you just play the demo?
I was playing the demo, and yeah. I do enjoy it, but you heard my problem with it.
I know what you mean, and Brad, his problem was there's a lot of situations where you just get in a shit spot and there's nothing you can do because you just get bad draws.
Gotcha. It's card
and
games.
You just get fucked. Yeah, and that's what I think. I agree there's certain spots where it's like that, but like I was telling Justin, the more I've played Fights in Tight Spaces, significantly less times where I'm in that position, which mm-hmm. I think speaks to a skill curve. But there are definitely spots where it's my biggest problem with Fights in Tight Spaces, at least at the start, in the beginning of the game, you pretty much only draw like one moving card per round. Like it seems like it guarantees you a move card, which is mm-hmm. great, but then that makes it so like there's certain move cards that like there's one that seems like a mad dash where like you lose 5 health, but you're able to move like 2 to 3 tiles. And if you buy that, the game takes that as like your move card. So that'll be the only move card you get. So it's like, oh, this round I can only move if I lose 5 health, which is just like kind of dumb. It should be like an mm-hmm. option. Like, oh, you get a move card and this is like a special card that is drawn with your other cards.
Mm-hmm.
So that is really annoying in terms of like what the game puts over other cards in terms of what the draw should be. But late game, that's totally fine, I think, because you get so many cards and so many move cards that it ends up being more and more.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely think after playing Slay the Spire, that Slay the Spire is just, it's a far more balanced, far more interesting run every time.
Well, isn't Fights in Tight Spaces, that's early in beta, access. Right?
Yeah, it's early access.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So it's kind of not exactly expected, but it's not upsetting to be like that in early access. Yeah. That being said, I beat one run of Slay the Spire in 10 hours, is how many hours it took me to beat it. And I have like almost 30 hours in Fights in Tight Spaces, and I haven't beaten it. The final area is fucking stupid.
Yeah, you're telling me about that.
It's like every enemy, it's like the same amount of enemies, even it's like 2 times amount of enemies per level, same amount of levels per the overworld, mm-hmm. but every enemy is like a mini boss or a boss from the past levels. So
holy god.
Every enemy has like 150 health and deals like 30 damage. It's fucking absurd. I was so mad when I got there. So I think I'm not going to play that game again until I see an update on early access, because I'm just like, might as well wait to see where that goes. Yeah.
Don't sour the experience inting
yeah.
before it's
yeah.
got it all
play
together.
Play as much as I can when it gets better. But that being said, Slay the Spire, fucking amazing.
Hell yeah.
I love it. You been playing anything, Brad? You said you haven't been playing anything.
Nope. No. I've been playing Surgeon Simulator Patient Edition.
That's some fun stuff. It's riskier.
Is it just because you don't feel like it, or it's just not possible with your shoulder right now?
I think at this point it's probably possible. I just haven't really felt it these last couple of days.
Mm.
The pain meds they have me on, they just kind of like throw me into a haze. Mm. So I just feel really off. So yeah. I'm just kind of like sitting and
just been chilling.
Does it really hurt, like, if you don't take the meds?
At this point, not really anymore. I think probably in the next day or two, because I think I have like 2 pills left in the current prescription, and they gave me another one, but I don't think I'm going to need the second one.
Use them. Use them twice as much. Have a great time.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Here at Video Game Sexy, we promote opioid addiction.
Yes. They're hardcore about that stuff. I had to sign like a whole waiver thing saying yeah. that I can get narcotics and that I'm not going to abuse them. And then like when we went to the pharmacy, they had a whole nother thing that we had to go through where they had to go through like this spiel they had to read me. And then on the thing itself, it's like, this product is a narcotic. Do not abuse.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it, considering the genuine epidemic there is of opioid yep. addiction, I completely understand it.
Yep. It's just kind of funny seeing it not.
Yeah.
Not in at that. Least the,
so they make you feel pretty hazy in like a good way.
Kind of
like in a you could see yourself going down that road sort of way.
No. And because I was talking with my mom about this, because my mom was like, you should probably cut back on those the moment the pain stops so that you don't get addicted. And I was like, yeah, I know. I'm well aware of like not going ham on that.
Yeah, but it's dangerous.
To me, the thing is it's like disconnected from taking the pill, if that makes sense. Because like, I don't feel anything for probably an hour after it. So it doesn't feel like an association of like, I take the pill and I feel good. It's just like, I take the pill because it's my prescription and it's the timing of when I'm supposed to take the pill.
Mm.
Yeah.
I had a really, really bad like inner ear infection one time. And that freaking, it was so unbearable that I couldn't sleep because of the pain unless I had like something to dull the pain.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I've taken like strong pill. That was probably not nearly as strong as the stuff you're taking, just like a tiny bit. But it, I mean, it helps. It definitely helps. It's noticeable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At least with my meds, like I could barely feel them. I mean, I didn't even feel hazy or anything. Really? I guess the reason I was playing so many video games at first, I mean, now it's just because it's fun. But before then, it was just because, like, I would wake up. There were a couple nights where my ankle just was throbbing, just like my cock. And I would have to wake up, and I'd couldn't go back to sleep. So I just booted up a game and just played until, like, my mind was so tired I just had to fall asleep. just as a distraction at that point.
Occupy so I mind. Guess
yeah. And I'm assuming because you were telling us that first like couple days were pretty rough, huh?
Yeah, the first couple days was not good. That was a lot of like, I couldn't, even when I wasn't moving, it was still at like a 4 or 5 pain, even on the painkillers.
When did the penis attack?
That was literally the morning after the surgery.
Oh, that's so bad.
That was, that was, of all the timing of when that could have happened as well, I was like, Jesus God, why now?
Was that, do you think that was a side effect of whatever stuff they put you under with or anything?
I think so. I think either that or just like, because they said that a side effect of surgery is trouble urinating, but I think I may have just gotten like the absolute worst case scenario of that.
Yeah, you took that to the extreme. Trouble. Talk about danger.
I feel betrayed, Blake. You said that the anesthesia was that they're gonna put a thing on my face and they were gonna be like, take big deep breaths and then it would all be bye-bye. That's not what it was.
What was it?
They gave me like, they put a thing on my face, but it was for oxygen, and then they injected it to me.
Oh yeah, no, I had an IV as well. Oh,
okay. That shit hurt. That felt it like depends literal on the fire was being injected into my veins. See, and that was the last thing I remember before passing out, was I was like, my hand feels like it's going to and I was like squeezing my hand and they're like, just breathe. And then I don't remember anything past that.
That's so interesting. So I was going to say the only thing that scared me going into it was knowing the pain of the IV, but I didn't want to scare you. So I didn't say it.
I was not a fan of the IV either, like the general IV. I think the girl messed up because I think she poked me a few different times as well, because my hand felt so itchy in a lot of spots of where the IV was not, just like the vicinity.
Fuck yeah. So I had my kidney biopsy, she missed the IV on my wrist, on my hand, like a couple times. So she had to go like under my elbow. Well, not elbow, but like the, what's it called, the inside?
Oh, I don't know what it's called, but I know what you're talking about.
On the other side of the
where
elbow,
where they normally like draw blood and stuff.
Yeah, and that sucked. That really sucked. But this time the IV, because I was so scared, I was like, please, this, it hurts so much. Mm-hmm. I did not even feel the IV this time. Nice. For the ankle surgery. So that's why I didn't bring up, because I knew it could be bad, but I did not have any pain with the actual, like, meds going in through the IV. That's interesting.
Yeah, that shit. That had me jumping. I was like, Jesus God, what's going on? I was glad that I passed out like a couple seconds after, because yeah, I could like feel it moving through the veins in my arms, and then it started like climbing up my arm, and I was like, it's hot, and then and then it wasn't.
That's great. Yeah, I'm sorry, but I had to keep you. I had to keep you in the dark. It's
good. I just thought it was because he kept putting the thing on my face and it kept falling off, and I was like, dude, you need to get this on my face or I'm not gonna fall asleep, thinking like that's what I needed to fall asleep. And then he's like, all right, I'm gonna pump you full of the chemicals. And I was like, what? And then just a fire in my
Well, I don't think a doctor should ever say, I'm gonna pump you full of the chemicals now.
I don't think he said that verbatim, but, you know.
Maybe you're like, more, oh no, doc.
I think he's maybe a little more professional. I'm going to administer the anesthesia, but okay, as far as I heard it, I was not gonna pump you full of chemicals. Flip the switch.
Boy, you about to get fucked up. Yeah. Do you intend to play any games this week, you think, Brad?
This week, probably. I'll probably
now that you're out of the haze.
Yeah, get back to Bravely Default.
Out of the haze into the addiction, yeah?
Hell yeah. Yeah, out of the haze into a different haze. JRPG's just a different...
Yep. Yeah, how about you, Justin?
I'm definitely going to play more Days Gone. I'm not sure if I want to put more time into God of War. I started that up again just because I've already played through it, but it still is really fun.
And it's even better on that PS5.
Yeah, ooh, yeah, I know. I'm kind of in a hurry to get through Days Gone, because after that I want to play Horizon Zero Dawn, which I totally missed.
Ooh,
yeah,
yes.
Totally missed it. I didn't totally miss it. I got like 5 hours deep into that game and I dropped it, and I really want to go back and play it. So, yeah, I'm going to put some significant time into Days Gone. And I don't know. Sometimes I pick up something on the fly and just try something new, so we'll see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
You got on the yeah.
I'm gonna play a little bit of Papers, Please this week.
Ooh,
I love Tiffany Papers, Please.
It's so good. Tiffany loved it, and we played it together a bunch. But then there was an update which like made it not work on Macs, or at least, well, her Mac updated, which made like certain games running on like 32-bit or something or whatnot, yeah, running on 32-bit didn't work on Macs anymore. So they just had an update that made it work on 64-bit, I think, which ran it. I don't know the exact details. I'm not a very big computer guy.
Working, and now it's working again.
Exactly. So yay! She's gonna want to play it, and I will probably play it next to her, and so we'll probably do that.
Nice.
But as for like a new game, I'm thinking of starting up Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Interesting.
Oh shit!
Since it is free on PlayStation this month, I might do that.
Seems worth it.
Yeah, yeah. There's lots to do, lots to play, and my ankle's still injured, so I have to do it.
So many games to play, and actually a fair amount of time to do so.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
Plenty of time. I mean, I don't know. I might start up Days Gone. I mean, that sounds like a good time too.
I would recommend it. You might have to power through in the very beginning, but that feeling goes away pretty fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, either way, I'm looking forward to it. Lots of great games. I'll probably get some more sausages in.
Oh yeah.
Cook them up.
Grill them.
Oh yeah.
Ready for your words of the week, gentlemen?
Yeah.
Is that your word of the week?
No.
I just thought of my word last week, and I thought how that might apply to Brad this week.
What was your word?
my word last week was, oof, ouch, owie, my ankle.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, Brad's was bones. Bones.
My word of the week is luck of the draw. I play a lot of card games this week. Heart of the cards. Hopefully you guys get good luck of the draws this week, sending you happy vibes with your cards. Draw nothing but good things today and tomorrow and always.
Nothing but move cards.
Nothing but move cards that don't make you lose 5 health.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. My word of the week is take care of your kidneys, everybody. Because if a kidney stone even remotely approaches what I experienced, you don't want to deal with that. You don't want to deal with any of that.
My God, it's no fun. I've heard horror stories of kidney stones.
Terrifying, man.
Yeah.
I know, I'm curious to go back into the office because there's a guy at the one of the guys I work with who had a kidney stone, I think like 6 months ago. So I'm curious to be like, what was that like? Because I want to compare notes.
Yeah. Were you, check your notes, screaming for an hour? Was your dad watching you as you screamed with your dick out?
Great experience all around.
My word of the week is, because that's exactly what my PS5 sounds like when I'm playing it.
You can go ahead and follow us over on Instagram at VideoGameSexy or send us an email over at VideoGameSexy@gmail.com. Our cover art is by Art of Tintin. Our music is provided by Santiago Luna. His Instagram is Hit Circles with Wood. You can find both our Instagrams on our Instagram at VideoGameSexy.